read, listen, and choose the correct answer.
And now, I'm delighted to talk to the writer Lucas Dunn. Lucas, thank you for taking the call and talking to us.
Hi, good evening.
Lucas, all your books are set in very different settings, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. I was born in a small town in the mountains, in England to be precise. And everything in my writings happens in places I've been to and places I love. I wrote my first novel when I was 15. I was living in the city of Manchester back then. It was about a shorty man who lived in a dark forest full of fog and night creatures. 2 years ago, I spent some days in the mountains, and it was a time when I went back to that particular world to write a continuing chapter.
Oh, how interesting. But tell us when you visited the city of Manchester for the first time.
I remember being willing to start working because life was precarious. My brother had set off for continuing his studies recently, and I wasn't keen on living with my grandfather because he was like a rigid person. It wouldn't have been the environment I needed to get inspired for my first complete work, so I talked to my cousin John, and he said he would talk to his parents, and thank God, they let me crash in their guest room for a few nights.
So, where do you live nowadays?
I love the traveling I do because it lets me visit all types of places. Say a farm, a beach, and cities, of course. But due to the fact that I hate rushing my writing out, I bought a house near the beach, and that's where I go to whenever I have some time off traveling. I also got a house in the city, but that's for times of business. I also like visiting my brother Mark. He lives on a beautiful and relaxed farm now. I usually go there on New Year's Eve.
Lucas, all your stories contain adventure of some sort. So, has anything extreme or dangerous ever happened to you?
Well, I've had a few experiences. There is this one time when an odd-looking man approached me asking for some money aggressively. I decided not to give him out any and fled. Then, I couldn't start a car. I thought it was broken, but some seconds later I realized it was not mine. I had gotten into somebody else's car. I got out of it immediately, of course, and found mine. I took some change I had in the glove compartment to buy something to drink because my lips and throat were very dry.
What about leisure? What do you do during off-work times?
Well, that's not a thing I can do easily. I mean, you'll always find me doing some reading or watching film, as it is what helps me the most to get ideas for my writings. You know, I'm not the kind of person who pops up at a friend's house and asks them to go out, go to the cinema or somewhere. Or a person who would step into their house telling I got the latest film, so let's watch it right now. Actually, there is one thing I enjoy doing. Yeah, I like doing ailerons along the coast.
Great! And what about the future?
I've got some plans, actually. I've always been thankful for the kind of life I have and for all the things that I have been able to see and do. That's the reason why I've decided to put all the information that I've gathered over the years and write about a history and development of artistic and creative writing. You know, it could be a great present to give if you are a romantic person, or it may be great for those people who study history and don't have the opportunity to travel.
Good luck with that, Lucas. Thank you very much for this nice talk we've had.